Picture this. 55 million meetings happen daily in America alone, costing a staggering $1.4 trillion annually, with an estimated $250 billion completely wasted on ineffective gatherings. Since the 1970s, meeting frequency has exploded fivefold, with executives now spending 56 to 60% of their working hours in meetings. Some university chancellors average 7 meetings daily, totaling nearly 5 hours, while nonprofit executives often spend 6.5 hours meeting, many of which are simply preparing for other meetings. This meeting epidemic reflects shifting organizational values toward inclusion and flatter hierarchies, but the costs are enormous. Beyond the direct financial impact, we rarely calculate the facilities, equipment, opportunity costs, and psychological toll of bad meetings. Most organizations simply accept poor meetings as inevitable, a necessary evil of professional life. What's your organization's return on meeting investment? Using a meeting quality assessment tool, you can calculate your wasted meeting time index. Scores between 0 to 20% indicate productive meetings, above typical. 21 to 40% suggest hit-or-miss meetings with considerable waste, sadly typical. And scores above 41% indicate meetings needing substantial improvement. The good news? Meeting science, the systematic study of what happens before, during, and after meetings, offers evidence-based solutions that can transform this productivity killer. A meeting is an event where minutes are taken and hours are wasted. While management guru Peter Drucker suggested meetings were symptoms of bad organization, eliminating them isn't the solution. Too few meetings create substantial risks. Meetings serve vital functions, providing essential information, fostering inclusion, and building community. They facilitate human connections and networks that digital communication can't replicate, while efficiently gathering ideas and opinions. Through meetings, organizations make sense of challenges, build commitment to goals, and unite individuals into a coherent whole. Research reveals that employees actually want meetings in their ideal workday. The solution isn't elimination, but improvement through evidence-based practices, supported by meeting science through field surveys, longitudinal studies, and laboratory experiments. As Andy Grove of Intel noted, allowing poor meetings is like permitting theft of valuable time. The path to transformation starts with leaders acknowledging a crucial truth. Most dramatically overestimate their meeting facilitation skills. Most leaders significantly overestimate their meeting facilitation skills, a blind spot that hinders improvement. Research by Green Peak Partners and Cornell confirms that self-awareness strongly predicts executive success, with self-aware leaders better able to hire and leverage talent. The RSC Biosolutions CEO exemplified this awareness by implementing daily 15-minute team huddles and gathering feedback through surveys. When results showed high satisfaction but room for improvement in focus and conciseness, he responded with targeted changes, adding discussion prompts, rotating leadership, and clarifying expectations. The most effective meeting leaders embrace servant leadership, putting others' needs before self-promotion. This approach, practiced at companies like SAS, Whole Foods, and Starbucks, emphasizes shared power and collective success. Some leaders intentionally limit their own participation. One executive restricted himself to brief comments, resulting in more inclusive and dynamic discussions. The 60-minute meeting default ignores Parkinson's law. Work expands to fill available time. With excess time, people expend less effort, and meetings consume the full hour regardless of necessity. Meeting leaders should determine actual time needed based on goals. Scheduling unconventional lengths, like 48 minutes, increases attention and reduces tardiness. Research shows cutting meeting times by 5 to 10% improves performance through moderate time pressure. Google's 50-25 rule, 50 minutes for hour meetings, 25 for half-hour ones, provides transition time and reduces late starts. 10 or 15-minute meetings, common in hospitals, are gaining corporate adoption. Percolate defaults to 15 minutes, while former Yahoo CEO Marisha Mayer used 10-minute meetings to force focus. The huddle, a 10 to 15-minute daily team gathering, has been adopted by organizations from Apple to Zappos. These structured meetings cover accomplishments, priorities, and obstacles while promoting unity and cross-team communication. While huddles offer high returns, running over schedule breaks trust, leading companies like Google to use countdown timers. Written agendas alone don't guarantee effective meetings. Studies show minimal correlation between agendas and meeting quality. Many organizations simply recycle the same agenda template, changing only the date. Consider your agenda an event plan, especially given that meetings typically cost $1,000 to $3,000 in attendee time. As a leader, you're stewarding others' time and resources. Focus meetings on topics requiring genuine interaction, risk identification, metrics discussion, process evaluation, problem solving, celebrating wins, forecasting, and team coordination. Eliminate updates that could be handled through memos or emails. Solicit agenda items from attendees to boost engagement. Since early items receive disproportionate attention, prioritize by strategic importance rather than submission order. Group related items for coherent flow. While maintaining oversight, assign owners to agenda items for accountability, similar to Apple's DRI's directly responsible individual system. Then select the most effective tools and techniques for each topic. Despite preparation and talent, corporate failures often occur because critical information never surfaces during meetings. The solution lies in strategic use of silence. Research shows only 10 to 15% of group discussions yield synergistic outcomes. Participants typically share common knowledge for social approval, rather than offering challenging perspectives that might disrupt group harmony. Brainwriting, where participants silently write anonymous responses to prompts, outperforms traditional brainstorming, generating 20% more ideas and 42% more original concepts. This approach eliminates production blocking and social anxiety while ensuring full participation. Silent reading of proposals during meetings, as practiced at Amazon, allows evaluation based on merit rather than presentation skills. Participants read materials during the meeting, followed by focused discussion. Effective leaders view meetings as orchestrated experiences. While simultaneous discussion is common, techniques like brainwriting and silent reading can better achieve specific objectives by creating space for deep thought before dialogue. Despite trillion-dollar annual spending in the U.S., meetings often lack intentional design. Even improving one weekly meeting can significantly impact organizational performance and employee engagement. Taking time to visualize a meeting's flow and conduct pre-mortem exercises helps identify potential issues. Make deliberate choices about time, agenda, attendees, and context rather than defaulting to habits. Servant leaders focus on creating value for attendees instead of displaying authority. This mindset drives better meeting dynamics through meaningful engagement, thoughtful questions, and constructive conflict management. Generate energy through music, enthusiastic greetings, or refreshments. Start with clear purpose and maintain focus by limiting distractions. Keep sessions dynamic with interactive elements and movement breaks. Evaluate meetings through quick surveys about what to stop, start, and continue. The goal isn't elimination, but improvement. Meetings remain essential for connection, collaboration, and shared commitment. Approach improvement experimentally. Test new methods, measure outcomes, and adapt. Your leadership can inspire broader cultural change. Every minute saved from ineffective meetings advances your organization's mission and unlocks human potential.